Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited, and I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call, particularly those of you calling in for the first time, and those that will be listening to the replay over the next 24 to 48 hours. We like to move quickly through these calls and bottom line the information for you. Ordinarily, our standard format is to discuss the situation in Iraq with regard to the reinstitution and revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, then a few minutes to talk about the program we've put in place to assist you, and then we go to a brief Q&A. Today, as we've been doing the last couple of weeks, we're going to have a shorter call, but we're going to be dealing a little bit with what's going on in Iraq and globally. I'm going to try to control myself because there's a lot of things I'd really like to say, but duking it out with the YouTube is still a little bit of an issue, and there's a lot going on. On a personal note, I have a very pending family matter that I have to deal with this week. Add to that the fact that we're at the point now where we're getting about 100 calls a day, a combination of existing clients that need some last-minute service work done and individuals that are wanting to get our initial no-obligation trust package. Lastly, in anticipation of the reinstitution of the dinar, we're in the process internally of shifting gears and preparing for that because that's a distinct possibility. I say possibility, not probability, because those of us that have been involved in this for nearly 20 years know that it's not done until it's done. And though we're closer than we've ever been before, as I said, it's not done until it's done. So let me give you a little information about why I say we're on the cusp, but we're not there yet. Again, many of us have been involved in this certainly for a decade, but this has been going on for 18 years. But since 2012, we have been very close on two or three occasions, only to be disappointed at the very last second. So I have to be honest about it and say that's a possibility. One of the reasons that's a possibility is because there are still individuals for their own and with selfish and political reasons that are trying at the very least to postpone, if not stop, this revaluation altogether. At this point, this is where I could get into a little soliloquy about who these people are, what their motivations are. To do that, I'd have to go all the way back to the authoritarian and collectivist governments of the 20th century, the creation of the Federal Reserve in the United States in 1913, and it's neither federal nor is it a reserve. It's a central bank that's been manipulating the currencies and basically our lives for over a century. So I'm going to dispense from that, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about what's going on in Iraq because that's, you know, what's of most importance. Now, we knew the formation of the new government's in process, and it was estimated this would take somewhere between 9 and 15 days. The process has begun. Things are moving in the right direction. As an example, the Sadrists, the Kurds, and several other coalitions have formed an alliance. This is very important because this alliance will determine who the next prime minister is, and if it's not Kazemi, it will be certainly be someone of his ilk, which is important. What else is important is we know it will not be Maliki. It will not be any additional power to his state of law thug party, so they're pretty much done. As a matter of fact, once the new government is formed, once Maliki and his party has lost a substantial amount of power, I wouldn't be surprised if some of them, particularly Maliki, might flee to Iran to avoid prosecution, because once they're out of office or they've lost significant power, they'll lose their immunity for the multiple crimes that they've committed over more than a decade. But as to the reinstitution of the dinar in country, I'd like to touch on some things specifically. First, the government of Iraq is explicitly telling their people through billboards throughout the country to expect a change in the exchange rate of the dinar. In addition, the CBI, the Finance Committee and other government officials are declaring that the new budget, that the white paper reforms, and that the exchange rate should take place in tandem. Now, that doesn't mean that at 9 o'clock a.m. on January 15th, if someone's going to wave a magic wand and all this is going to happen. It means that in a relatively short period of time, the new budget will be passed, the exchange rate reflecting the proper value of the currency will take place, and implementation of the white paper reforms will continue. There's also been the release of a number of articles stating that the adjustment to the exchange rate, quote unquote, should be the first order of business for the new government. Now, that doesn't mean, once again, that once the new government's in place, the next day this will happen. But once again, everything, all of the momentum, all of the velocity is moving toward the reinstitution. Now, as I said, there are some naysayers, and they do point out something that is valid. They're basically saying that what the change in the exchange rate only means is that they're going to move back to the rate of 1180 from the rate of 1450. Now, when the rate dropped to 1450, a lot of individuals, many of our clients, got very disheartened, and they said, oh, the dinar's done, it's going in the wrong direction. But as I pointed out, the reason that happened was because they were incentivizing the Iraqi nationals to turn in the provisional 3-0 currency, and that was the mechanism to accomplish that. So some of these individuals, and again, these are the individuals that for whatever reason don't want to see this happen anytime soon or if ever, are saying that all the adjustment rate means is they're going to go back to 1180. But there are two other options. The second option is that they're going to go to a float with approximately 1-to-1 with the U.S. dollar, and then it should move up to the equilibrium price, which existed prior to the removal of Saddam Hussein. Option three would be simply a return to the Basel III compliant rate of north of $3, and some say as high as $5. Now, in my opinion, of these three options, again, going back to 1180, option two, going to a float 1-to-1 with the dollar. Option three, going to a rate of 322 or higher. I believe what we'll probably be looking at is option two, meaning we're going to go to a rate of 1-to-1 with the U.S. dollar in country, but see that rise rather quickly north of $3 within a very short period of time. And I'm talking within a matter of a couple of weeks. So this is all very good news. These are the things that we've been waiting for. One other thing I could mention is that the EU had a list of nations that they said do not deal with those countries' currencies because there was a lot of money laundering. Iraq was on that list. They're no longer on that list. And then again, there are all the mutual agreements between Iraq and a lot of other nations, in not only in the Middle East but in Europe. And the United States and Britain is one of the important nations involved, where they're establishing mutual banks in their countries, which makes no sense. Then there's also been the announcement that the Rafidi Bank is going to be issuing Visa and MasterCards to its citizens as well. So none of this makes any sense at all without the reinstitution of their currency. So we're looking really, really good there. Again, I'm sorry we can't go to a full call today, but the reason we can't is for the reasons that I stated. I strongly suggest for those individuals that are calling in for the first time after listening to this call to go to our call of December 1st of 2021. It's a good call. It goes over the information at the time, which dovetails with what I'm talking about today. It has a complete overview of the program, the turnkey program we've put in place both pre- and post-RV, and there's a Q&A there as well, I believe. If you wish to contact us to get our initial no-obligation package, you can either call us at 307 574-4122, or you can email your request. That is trusts with an S, unlimited, LLC, at gmail.com. And if you want to listen to a replay call, you can either go to YouTube and then go to Trusts Unlimited. If YouTube is still playing games with us, then you can go to our website, which is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc.com. When you go to the website, you're going to click the box that says Learn More. You will then click Conference Calls, and then you can select whatever date or dates that you wish to listen to. Two other points. First, I alluded to it earlier. We have a situation not only globally but in the United States where there are groups of individuals that have the global clout are attempting to establish something called the Great Reset. Basically speaking, this is just an attempt to create an authoritarian one-world government. Now, for a lot of individuals, they seem to think that's tinfoil hat conspiracy theory stuff. I would suggest you Google Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and Agenda 2050. These people are telling you in their own words what they're doing, and if you will look at what's happened over the last, say, 5 years, and particularly with the situation with the non-pandemic COVID-19, you will see that what's been going on, you could lay it down right on top of what they described years ago they were going to do, what their strategy was going to be. Now, the only reason I bring this up is because these are the same people that aren't particularly happy about their evaluation, not because they won't be able to enrich themselves, but because we individuals, regular folks, hardworking people, will be able to enrich ourselves. And what does that mean? By enriching ourselves, we enhance our own self-autonomy in terms of our lives. And this is contrary to what their intention is. They don't want free citizens operating in free societies with open markets. They want us to be wards of the state. And that's going to be very difficult for them to accomplish if we all have our own individual wealth and the knowledge and ability to protect it from their taxation, from their confiscation, and from all of the things that they're doing. So I would strongly suggest you go and listen to our other calls if you've not done so, because the information there is going to be important. One last thing. The trust program we've put together, given what I just stated about what's going on in the world, there isn't a better way to protect your assets than to place them in something called a self-settled irrevocable trust package. And that, again, is involved in this literature. One last thing, and I'll let you go. We learned, sadly, that on January 9th, the passing of Dr. Shabibi, who is really the author of what will eventually be the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. And it's kind of poignant that he has passed away in the year that they're establishing a new government that very well may bring to fruition all of his hard work. The analogy would be, this might be a stretch, Moses wandering in the Sinai for 40 years with his people and never being able to cross over into the promised land. Well, that's kind of what's happened here to Shabibi, because he's husbanded us through this over 20 years, and the people that have believed in what he was doing and were able to be a participant in this, and unfortunately, perhaps were at the threshold of accomplishing this objective, and he just wasn't permitted to pass through with us. But his work will be remembered. So again, thanks so much for listening to the call, everyone. We will be back next Wednesday. Certainly, if something of a dramatic nature were to happen between now and then, we will try to schedule an emergency conference call and get an email out, informing you of that. But failing that, we will be back next Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week, everyone, and thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.